This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
Today we begin a new twist on our community close-up programs. We are going to be working at times with Search, which is Sustaining Essential and Rural Community Health Care, with that group in the area to talk about health care information for our area of Western North Carolina. The mission of Search is to assure quality, affordable, accessible health care for Mitchell, Yancey, and Lower Avery County citizens. So we're going to be talking with them a lot, and they're going to be lining up some folks for us in the area. It's very current events today because we have a two or maybe three-part interview with Diane Creek of the Tow River Health District talking about the first positive test results in Mitchell, Yancey, and Avery County. That one was, of course, in Mitchell County. We'll also be talking about COVID-19 in general. So we hope you will tune in for the next few days. And remember, after they air on the radio, they're available online at our website. Just look for where it says Community Close-Up. So we'll begin our conversation here with Diane Creek, who is the health director of the Tow River Health District. We are actually recording this on Thursday, March the 26th. Last night, about 8:30-ish, I understand, we received the first positive test results, COVID-19, in Mitchell, Yancey, or Avery County. So I know you can only say a limited amount about that,
yes.
But what you would like to say to the public about that, would you just tell me about that?
We got our first positive test result last night about 8:30. It was a Mitchell County resident who had traveled.
Okay.
So that's an important piece. They had traveled. I can't release any other information about
that
person.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want you to, yeah.
Right. And so what I would tell people, what this really emphasizes is stay home. If you stay home, that coronavirus will not come in your house unless you bring it in your house. And so the more you can stay home, the better off you are. If you can social distance 6 feet or more, no matter where you're at, you know, if you're at Ingles, if you're at Walmart, at the grocery store, if you're out in public, 6 feet or more, stay away from people, wash your hands a lot with soap and water, use hand sanitizer if you are out, you know, outside and you don't have access to soap and water, clean the hard surfaces in your house, you know, so that your house is clean, and those things will protect you from this.
And really, that's about the main thing everybody can do. And for now, at least, it's not going to be that long. Just stay home.
Right.
I mean, and when we say stay home, if they want to get out in the yard and mow the yard and
yes.
do stuff, it's okay to do stuff
please.
Like that.
Yes.
You don't have to, like, stay in the living room with the blinds pulled.
Yeah. Just don't go to parties, social gatherings, which I think most of those have been canceled. I would encourage churches to cancel their Sunday church services because they're in a small building usually, elbow to elbow, you know, for an hour or more on Sundays, and that just is a prime place to spread germs and coronavirus. You never know who might be carrying it who doesn't have symptoms. So I would really encourage churches to find another way, live stream, do some other way of connecting with your people.
And like I said, eventually, sometime, somewhere or the other, we'll all look back at this and go, wow, we did that. And we came through it better in the end.
Yes.
A lot of folks talk about testing. So what's going on with testing, criteria, that type of thing? Where are we at on testing for the virus?
So the whole country is short of test kits. So it's been a problem since the very beginning. And the state, the governor has tried to get test kits for North Carolina, but they aren't available. And so the CDC has changed the requirements to be tested now, basically to use the tests that we do have in the best way possible. So now the requirements are is if you're a high-risk person. So if you're over 65 years old, if you live in a nursing home or other long-term care facility, if you have high-risk conditions like chronic lung disease, moderate or severe asthma, heart disease with complications, if you have a compromised immune system, if you have severe obesity or a body mass index of 40 or higher, and if you also have other underlying medical conditions, especially if they're not well controlled, like diabetes, renal failure, which is kidney failure, or liver disease. Those are the high-risk people right now who, if they have symptoms, they have to have symptoms. So the symptoms, again, are fever and a cough. And so if they have symptoms, these people are the highest risk, and they need the test the most.
Who makes that determination? If you feel bad, you think you have something going on, you contact by telephone a provider, your provider or somebody. They make that decision and kind of just leads you through what you need to do.
Yeah, so if you have those risk factors and if you have symptoms, then you need to call either your medical provider or call the health department. You'll talk to a nurse, and she will ask you questions and determine whether you meet the criteria for testing. If you do, then she'll give you directions on how to come to the health department and get a test, or if you call your medical provider, they'll give you directions on how to come in and get the test done.
The testing that we're doing, it's the swab, and it still takes a little bit of time. It's how long does it take for one to come back?
It is the swab, so they can now do either a nasal swab, so they stick a long Q-tip up your nose.
I saw a picture of that, and I don't want no test.
No,
go ahead.
It's not pleasant.
It doesn't look like it would
no.
be. Oh, my word.
Or they can swab the back of your throat.
I might let them do that.
Yeah, it'd be like a strep test or something, you know, like that. They can do those two tests. They send them to the lab, and the labs, of course, are just getting swamped with the tests right now. So they're working 24/7, and they're getting backed up, though. So it may take maybe 3 to 7 days before you get your test results back. So during that 3 to 7 days, well, actually from the minute you get the test done, we tell you to go home. We have you sign a piece of paper that explains quarantine, mm-hmm. and it's an agreement between us and you or your provider and you, and so you sign that, and then you're agreeing to go home and self-isolate until your test results come back, and if your test results come back and they're negative, then you're free to go.
Mm-hmm.
If they're positive, then you have to quarantine until your symptoms are over for 72 hours.
Okay.
And it could be up to 2 weeks.
We'll pause our conversation here and continue on Monday as we talk with Diane Creek of the Tow River Health District. Thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.